And are you refreshed?
Yes.
Good. Now what? You look like just the right amount of trouble.
It's like a seatbelt. I can't get out now until the ride is over. I have a general question. I guess it's specific, it's general. I don't have a particular situation that I want you to comment on. I've been listening through tapes. I've been to a couple of seminars before this with my wife, and I'm feeling as if I've made a lot of progress in how I'm thinking, that my thinking's getting readjusted, and I try to be very conscious of whether I'm going upstream or downstream when I'm having negative feelings. And I'm feeling as if I'm kind of stuck. Do you know what I mean? And on the one hand, you know, people grow, and then you pause, and you grow, and you pause, but I'm feeling as if I'm stuck from moving to where more things that I'm wanting will be happening. Though I have to say that, you know, I've had some really, really positive experiences, and the experiences that I've had, especially how I relate to other people at work or at home, how I let it affect me, has really been very strong and good. And so what does someone do who's feeling as if they're getting it, but they're feeling kind of stuck? And I know that it's a dichotomy that, you know.
Well, it's interesting. Use the stream analogy that you're talking about. It's our favorite, because when you realize that all of the life that you're living, that's setting forth all of those rockets of desires, is creating a momentum that does feel like a stream. When law of attraction responds to that vibrational escrow that you've set into motion, it causes, we were trying to demonstrate that earlier, this vortex of energy that draws everything to it, including you, it does feel like a strong current. And when you allow yourself to go, you feel the ease of going. And when you're choosing thoughts that don't let you go, you feel the discord or the dis-ease of not going. So let's take this subject of stuck that you're talking about, and we want to play with it just a little bit. It will shake something loose for you, because you're doing far better than you're giving yourself credit, and we want to show you why. So let's say that you are like most people. You are observing what's going on around, and while you give your attention to some things wanted and some things not wanted, there's a variety of it. But let's say, just for sake of this example, that you are on a sort of negative jag about something. There are things that are bothering you, and you're looking at them and commenting on them often. So you're not stuck, because you're beating the drum of unwanted things, and the universe is bringing you plenty of unwanted things that match those things. But in all of that process, you're launching rockets of desire, and whether you're going along or not, your life is feeling sort of dynamic, because as we were demonstrating earlier, when you look at what you don't want, it causes you to ask for what you do want, and there is a sensation of momentum in that, whether you're letting yourself really go with it or not. So just hold that thought for just a little bit. We see people would rather have negative emotion than no emotion, because in negative emotion, at least there is a sensation of something going on. You get a sense of what we're talking about.
Yes.
So let's just play with this a little bit, and let's say that you're on this negative jag. You're not stuck, because the things you don't want are getting bigger and bigger and bigger. So you could not possibly say that you're stuck. We started to tease you a little bit and say, well, if you're stuck on pure positive energy, that's not a bad place to be. But the truth of it is, there's no such thing as being stuck, because you can't be stagnant. You are a dynamic being that is all of you, that are constantly expanding. So there really is no ability to ever be stuck. So let's talk about what you may be feeling. So you had some negative things going on, most people do, and you don't feel stuck because there's always some brush fire that needs to be put out. So you're busy, busy, busy dealing with the reality of life. Then you start making an effort to clean up your vibration. You start looking more at what you do want and less at what you don't want. And so the feeling of being stuck is talking about what I want, talking about the absence of what I want, talking about what I want, talking about the absence of what I want, talking about the pros and the cons, the pluses and the minuses, doing some conversation about what is wanted, some conversation about what is not wanted. In other words, that really is what amounts to that sensation of feeling stuck. Because you can't be stuck, life won't let you be. And now you know too much to really ever be stuck, but there still is within you and within almost everyone this becoming more and not letting yourself go and becoming more and not letting yourself go. Really, there is very little, you'll laugh as you accomplish it, there is very little vibrational difference in the moment that you are stuck, the moment before being stuck and the moment stuck and the moment after being stuck. In other words, these are very small vibrational frequency differences that we are talking about. It's just gradually leaning more and more in the direction of what is wanted. And as you continue this a bit longer, as you continue to reach for better feeling thoughts, and as you consciously pay attention to the way you feel, you'll begin, that feeling of being stuck will shift into a feeling of momentum that is really moving in the other direction, in the direction of what you want. It's a common thing for people to say to us, is it normal for all hell to break loose in someone's life when we begin doing this work? And we say yes, because for the first time for many people, they begin actually defining what they want. And in the defining of what they want, the stream moves faster, but their habits of resistance are still in place. So the stream's moving faster, but they're not letting themselves go. And so there's a feeling of upheaval. Then, not long after that, many people then describe their experience as one of where it feels to them, they will say to us, that there were many things that I wanted that were lined up right outside my door, and now I've opened the door and those things all swept in, but now more things aren't sweeping in. It's a little bit where our first conversation was today, where there you were, your life caused you to really ask for a lot of things, and then your ability to get into vibrational alignment with those things was something still to be grown into. And so the feeling of stuck is wanting, doubting, wanting, doubting, wanting, doubting, wanting, doubting. So let's talk about stuck in terms of vibration. And let's give those vibrations emotional words just to demonstrate. So let's say I really don't like that, and let's call it hate. And in the midst of that, you give birth to a powerful desire, and let's call that desire. So now I've got hate and desire that are pulsing within me. And the source energy is this pure, positive, powerful vibration of well-being, but let's say I'm in a vibration of hate. That does not feel stuck. Doesn't. In other words, that doesn't feel stuck. There's a lot of stuff going on in that. So now let's say that you do some work, and so now you've brought your hate to something of less anger, and you've brought that anger to something of less anger. So now let's say that what you're living is frustration. So now your frustration launches a rocket of desire that's sort of, in other words, the other end of the hate stick is more dynamic than the other end of the frustration stick. Are you getting the sense of what we're talking about? So I'm feeling frustration, and I'm launching rockets of desires, but they're limper desires. Frustration doesn't launch a powerful desire like hate does. Can you feel what we're getting at? Mm-hmm. So you're launching a softer desire. So now the vibration between frustration and no frustration, there's not as much dynamism there. Do you get a sense of what we're talking about? In other words, there's movement, but it's more subtle movement that you have to really be aware of. And someone might say, oh, I'm feeling a little stuck because it's so much more subtle that sometimes you have to listen and feel with a more discerning awareness in order to recognize whether you're on the frustration end of the stick or whether you're on the more optimistic end of the stick. So now let's say you moved that frustration into a place of hopefulness. Let's say that you moved it from a place, let's say to a place of hopefulness. So now you're hopeful. Well, hopeful, the other end of the hopeful stick is certainly optimism, but there's not much range. Are you following us? This is really, really good. There's not much range between on a stick of hopeful to more hopeful. Now you've got to be even more discerning. And so you might even call yourself stuck in hopeful. So now let's say that you move yourself from hopeful into believing. And now from your place of believing, there's not much contrast that's happening. In other words, you believe it and you do it and you believe it and you do it and you believe it and you do it. And you could even say, I'm sort of stuck here because there's not much movement. We're talking from the human perspective where you are, most of you, used to more dynamism between your vibrational variations.
There's not as much motivation.
Motivation, good for you. That's a really good word. Motivation, you are much more motivated when the vibrations are very far apart. Friends, this is really a leading edge conversation. If you're up to speed with it, good for you. In the stronger bad feeling emotions, there is much more launching of powerful desires and therefore much more motivation. But everything that we're talking about here is inspiration. And inspiration is a more subtle vibration, isn't it? Inspiration is a more subtle feeling in your belly. Inspiration is a calling towards something. But now stay with us for just a little bit because we want to show you how, before you know it, so now you're in this place of believing, and the other end of that is believing. In other words, you're believing. But there is something more than believing, because in belief there is a desire to know. So there is believing and still knowing that is available. And when you click into that knowing, now you become a vibrational match to everything that has been in your vibrational escrow. And now you're in that vortex where all things are beginning to flow to you. And we promise you, once you get there, you don't feel stuck. Once you get there, you feel like you're on a surfboard riding an avalanche. Once you get there, you can feel the powerful momentum of your life experience. So the answer that we have for you is, first of all, you're doing better than you are verbalizing. And next, you are closer in vibrational alignment than you know, but you are not as keenly aware of the vibrational subtleties as you could be. And as you begin making the statement, we would encourage that you say this a lot. I want to look at this through the eyes of Source. I want to see this as my inner being is seeing it. But even more important than that is, try to describe the emotion that you are feeling around different situations. In other words, listen for or feel for the emotion. And begin saying to yourself, nothing is more important than that I feel really, really, really good. That's sort of what we were talking with earlier today. Your standards about the way you feel are becoming much more discerning. It is so important to you that you feel really, really good. Now let's go back sort of to the beginning point of this conversation, because we want to make it really clear to you. Sometimes people say to us, when we talk about desire or wanting, they will say, well, I don't really have any vivid desires within me right now. And when we say, well, what do you want? They have a hard time articulating it. And so it's easier for them to talk about what they don't want than what they want, because they haven't really trained themselves into that high discernment of desire. So we will sometimes begin offering suggestions. Well, do you want a good relationship? And they'll say, oh, I have that. We'll say, well, do you want more money? And often they'll say, well, I have plenty of money, or I'm satisfied with where I am. And what we notice is, they think that when we are talking about desire or wanting, that we're talking about things not yet achieved. In other words, they'll say, oh, I don't want that. I've already got that. And we want you to begin to accept that you always want joy and you always want connection and you always want passion. And you all, in other words, what you want are experiences that evoke that from you. What you want are relationships that evoke that from you. In other words, you are coming into this discernment through the perspective of non-physical energy. The subtleties of creation are becoming less obvious to you the more you move up the emotional scale and the closer to the good feeling into the scale that you reside on a regular basis. Does that make sense to you? And it's what our friend was sort of getting at the beginning of the day when he was talking about the things that gave him the feeling of passion before don't ring his bells in the same way. And we say, you have to be able to practice your discernment of your emotions in a more keen way in order to keep yourselves joyfully riding that wave of evolution of desire. In other words, people who are really having a hard time with money really think that winning the lottery is going to bring them total joy. And it never, ever does. Because it isn't a void that can be filled with money. It is a void that can only be filled with vibrational alignment with who you really are, you see. So we took this a bit beyond what you were actually reaching for. We just want to say there's no such thing as stuck, but there is less than keen awareness of where your vibrations are. And the more keenly you're able to sense what you're feeling, the more satisfaction you will take in those subtle movements. Do you understand?
Yes.
So it's easy to say, oh, well, I would rather feel good than bad. That's easy to say. And it's easy to say, I would rather love than hate. That's easy to say and easy to understand. But it's less easy to understand that I would rather have knowing than believing, or I would rather have believing than hoping, because the feelings of those emotions are more subtle. You see what we're getting at? Because belief, hope feels pretty darn good. Hope in relationship to doubt feels really good. But belief in relationship to hope is a more subtle difference. And knowing in relationship to belief is a more subtle difference. And there is no ending to the vibrational movement that you can have. In other words, when you tune in to the vibration of your source and you experience on an ongoing basis the passion that the source within you feels, you'll know what we're talking about. But do you know what gives? First time. Do you know what gives source the energy stream for that ever-increasing joy and love and appreciation? Can you guess? Your willingness to bang around here in the physical form, giving birth to the rockets. What about that? In other words, don't you now understand your part in all of this in a more powerful way? Don't you understand that you came forth to explore contrast in order to parlay, in order to expand, in order to evolve, in order to cause the becoming of that which is source? And aren't you beginning to get it, that life is about that creative edge? And hasn't this entire day been about not trying to just get over there to the final place and be there, but about the joy of the movement from wherever you are to the next place? You see what we're getting at? It's the joy of the movement to the next. It's the joy of the movement to the next that life is all about. It's never been about the destination. It's always been about the journey. And that's why it's set up the way that it is, where it will constantly give you another destination so that you can have the journey to the other destination. But you will never get to the destination. That's why there can never be stuck. You see what we're getting at?
I think I do. Thank
we
you.
We think you do too.
Yes. It's more that